What is your target market at launch?
So we've looked at this at length and said, who in the world takes the most notes? And college kids have to take notes continuously. So we've zeroed in on college kids and are talking to them, and they're head over heels about this idea because they don't miss a word, and because every word's captured, and they can access it quickly. And more than that, it's what they wrote, which was their interpretation of what was important. Whatever it is, it's quick access to what was important when they heard it.
Is there research out there on the impact of note-taking on students' grades and performance?
Oh, tremendous. There's a direct correlation between the quality of note-taking and academic performance. Research, some of it defined, in fact, the fellow Professor Kura has done research and identified multiple levels of detail captured in notes and shows that it's the intermediate detail level that's most often missed. And kids don't know how to capture it because they're writing either down everything or they're missing key points. So again, when you capture every word, it's there. And when you can access it later, you can get to it quickly.
So you're pretty legendary about understanding the consumer's wants and needs. What kind of research have you done to uncover whether college students are excited about this pen?
Research happens at many levels. It's personal. It's professional. You can conduct focus groups. You can conduct national studies. We've done all of it. And so I look to the regular litmus test for me is talking to people. And our staff here does that extensively. And you, when you talk, it's not just asking questions. It's getting at the root problem and understanding what someone's need is. And this may sound simple, but it's often overlooked. And a focus group can be conducted, but it's a question of the quality of the observation that occurs during the focus group, much more than the data that's published afterwards. So we have conducted surveys, focus groups, one-on-one studies. We've gone and sat in classrooms. We watch kids' study habits. We've talked to them about their needs, not just the application. So this is extensive and critical to us. And we do this on an ongoing basis. We have a college advisory board that we're growing with kids from around the country. We have a university advisory board of professors in academia and administration at universities that are advising us on this. So we're tapping into this knowledge and listening to what the needs are and bringing our knowledge of the media to combine these two to create experiences that just haven't been offered before. It's very exciting.
If you could distill a college student's response to the smart pen into one sentence, what do they say?
Wow, I need it. I want it. I've got to have that instantly. It's visceral, and it's how could I not have that? It has to be there. And the great thing too is when a college student tells their parent that they need something to help them learn, the sale is done. There's no debate. A couple hundred dollars for a device that's going to help you learn is against college tuition of you know, $250,000 for a top end school is pretty simple decision.